The following is a sponsored program paid for by First Alliance Credit Union. Welcome to Good Money Moves, featuring Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
It's time again for Good Money Moves. I'm Andy Brownell with Jenna Tobel, AVP of Marketing at First Alliance Credit Union. Hello, Jenna.
Hey, Andy.
So, last week on Good Money Moves, we talked about the importance of pet savings accounts and insurance. Far more important topic than I actually realized. What's the topic this week on Good Money Moves?
Yeah, so this week we are focusing on how to fix your credit. We are going to walk through the steps you can take to improve your credit score, and we're also going to talk about, of course, how First Alliance can help you along the way. This is such an important topic to talk about on Good Money Moves because good credit is essential because it affects so many areas of your financial life. You know, whether you're applying for a mortgage or a car loan or even trying to rent an apartment, your credit score plays a pretty critical role in the affordability and accessibility to all of these things.
I cannot believe how involved it is nowadays.
Yeah.
With everything, whether it be your insurance or renting. That's the one that really surprised me, that these landlords will pull a credit check on you.
Oh, yeah.
Before that, I'm old enough to remember that wasn't the case.
Yes, I also remember that. it's a fairly newish situation.
Okay. But yes. So obviously, we better start at the basics, run through what is a credit score and what are the key factors in determining what your credit score is.
Yes, a credit score is made up of several key factors, each really contributing to a certain percentage of your overall score. And understanding these factors can help you focus on the areas that will impact your score the most as you're working to improve your credit score. So number one is payment history. That makes up 35% of your score. So this is the most significant factor, and it really reflects whether you've paid your past credit accounts on time or not. So late payments, collections, charge-offs can severely hurt your credit score.
Okay, when you say charge-off, does that mean your creditor is writing off your debt? Is that what you mean?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes. And the next most important component is credit utilization at 30%. So this really refers to the amount of credit you're using compared to your total available credit. And it's calculated by dividing your total credit card balances by your total credit limits. And generally, the recommendation is to keep your credit utilization below 30%, and that's going to positively impact your score.
I get the feeling this is the one that burns people the most, that folks who still make their payments faithfully and on time, but rack up, you know, I guess max out their cards, think they're going to have a decent credit score, but this could really trip them up.
It absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, these first two are, again, make up 65% of your credit score. So being on time with your payments and using your credit wisely and responsibly are huge, huge, huge components of your credit score. Now, the other components are a little less impacting your credit score, but they still are important. So the length of your credit history accounts for 15% of your score. And this factor really considers how long your credit accounts have been opened. So a longer credit history can improve your score because it shows lenders that you have more experience managing your score. New credit, on the other hand, so is about 10% of your score, and this really reflects the number of recently opened accounts and the number of hard inquiries into your credit. So opening several new accounts in a really short period of time is going to actually hurt your score. And the last component is credit mix. It's that makes up the final 10% of your credit score. And this looks at the variety of credit accounts that you have, such as credit cards, mortgages, auto loans, and having a diversified credit mix is really beneficial to your credit score because it shows that you can manage different types of credit responsibly at the same time.
That's the one that makes me mad. Sorry. This has been quite a few years, but I went in for a vehicle loan. And I ended up having, even though I had exemplary credit, I ended up having to pay a slightly higher interest rate because I had not taken out an auto loan for many, many years.
Yeah.
And they said, well, you haven't had an auto loan before. I go, well, wait a minute. I've had all these, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Get on my soapbox. Okay.
It's a fair grievance.
You find out you're not doing so great in the credit score department. What would be the first step you should take to fixing it?
Yeah. The first step in fixing your credit is understanding where you currently stand. So this means you need to pull your credit reports from all three of the major credit bureaus. That's Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian. These three bureaus operate independently of one another, so your credit reports from each can sometimes differ slightly, and that's why it's important to check all three reports to ensure that your score is being reflected accurately, and it gives you the opportunity to catch any errors that could be negatively impacting your credit score. The credit bureau's main job is to collect and maintain information on your credit history, which they then use to create these credit reports. And your credit report is that detailed record of your financial history showing how well you've managed your debt over time. So it's, you know, it's important to know this information because this is what makes up your credit score. The information in your credit report is what's used to calculate your credit score. So lenders then use this to assess how risky it might be to lend you money based on the information in these reports.
Okay. So how do you look at these reports and what should you be looking for, I guess?
Yeah, it can be tricky to interpret some of these reports because sometimes they have like coded language in there that if you aren't trained in reading them, it can be difficult to understand. But the things that you want to be looking for are really the errors in your credit report, but because those can significantly impact your score in a really negative way. And some of the things to be looking for when I say inaccurate information is incorrect identity information, such as the wrong name or addresses associated to you, accounts that might belong to someone else with a similar name. This happens actually more frequently than you think, especially if you are, you know, a junior or a senior, you know, Bob Smith, right? Those names are going to be very common, or their family names. So you maybe did live at the same address at some point. It can be very easy for the wrong information to end up on the wrong credit report in that way. Fraudulent accounts resulting from identity theft. I mean, this is a great way to know if your identity has been stolen and is being used would be to look at your credit report. It's also really important to make sure that the balances and the credit limits being identified on these reports are accurate. Maybe they didn't get updated correctly 1 month. That could impact your score negatively because it can affect your utilization. It can affect your payment history. It can affect all kinds of things. So if you find any errors, it's really essential to take immediate action to correct them. And each reporting agency has steps on their website that you need to follow in order to report any errors. And they will ask for documentation as well. So just be prepared for that if you do come across something that's inaccurate.
It's become remarkably easy to obtain these credit reports as well.
Yeah. Yep.
It used to be a hassle, and now it's not at all.
No, you can get them for free once a year from each credit bureau. You get them for free. And if you go to annualcreditreport.com, you can access all three of them.
Yeah, I was just on there days ago, and it, you know, it spells out the strategy too. Like if you're planning to apply for a loan, maybe you should get all three right now. But if you're just doing the routine check to make sure everything's good, maybe do one now and wait 3 months and do another one and then wait 3 months to do the other one.
Yeah, that is great advice and definitely something that we recommend to people all the time here at First Alliance as a way to just manage your credit accounts in a more approachable manner.
All right, we're talking about fixing your credit, boosting that credit score. If things are amiss, it's Good Money Moves, and obviously that's a good money move. We'll be back in a moment with more with Jenna Tobble with First Alliance Credit Union on Newstalk 1340, KROC AM at 96.9 FM.
Good Money Moves continues in moments with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tobble from First Alliance Credit Union. This is Newstalk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM. We're talking Good Money Moves with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tobble from First Alliance Credit Union on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We're back with Jenna Tobble at First Alliance Credit Union. I'm Andy Brownell, and the topic this week on Good Money Moves is fixing your credit. Getting the credit score up. We've checked our credit scores and checked through the reports for errors. What would be the next step, Jenna?
Yeah, so depending on what you identify as where some of these issues are stemming from, there's a few different tactics to think about. So right before the break, we talked through the different components of what makes up your credit score. So if payment history is the challenge for your credit score, the easiest thing you can do are to start paying your bills on time. And to do this, you can set up automatic payments or reminders to ensure that you don't miss those due dates for your credit cards, your loans, even your utilities, in some cases get reported to the credit bureau. So, you know, and then address any late payment issues. If you've missed payments in the past, contact your creditors and talk to them. Try to negotiate a payment plan or, you know, see if they can remove those late marks if you get caught up, especially if this is like a one-time occurrence. It's not something that happens every month. Like, they're going to be more willing to work with you. But if you're struggling, really struggling to make those payments in general, you have to talk with your creditors. Get ahead of the problem. Don't bury your head in the sand, because it only gets worse if you're not trying to actively work with them.
Yeah, you've emphasized that a lot in the past, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't ignore it. It's not going to go away.
No. And especially, you know, if you're a First Alliance member and end up working with our member solutions team, you know, I speak very highly of them. They really want what's best for our members. And they will work with you as long as you're keeping that line of communication open and working with them directly. So it's not the end of the world. If you're struggling, there's solutions out there. But if payment isn't necessarily the issue, you know, you mentioned earlier in the show, Andy, that you could have great payment history and your credit utilization could be way out of whack, and that can really impact your score too. That is so true. So if credit utilization is the challenge that you're facing with your score, keep your balances low and really aim to use less than 30% of your available credit. And you do this by paying down your high balances as quickly as possible, before the billing cycle ends, so that it's getting reflected on that credit report that you've paid down a chunk of it. Another thing you can do is, maybe when you first got your credit card, you had a lower limit because you were newer to using credit, but now you've made all your payments on time, you've had the card for a while, you could increase your credit limit on that card. And making that request from your credit card issuer can help with that utilization rate, because if you're not planning to spend even more on it by having that higher limit, bumping your limit up a couple more $1,000 would give you more of that utilization wiggle room and get you closer to that 30%. But again, just be cautious that you're not spending more because of that increased limit. You're just going to put yourself back in that challenging situation. So the other thing to think about then is, if maybe you just haven't had enough credit history You haven't had accounts open long enough. So part of that will just come with time. But another thing to do, and this is something that a lot of people don't think about, is keep your older accounts open. Don't close like your oldest credit cards, even if you're not using them regularly, because the length of your credit history is based on your oldest accounts. So that can be a huge key to making, helping kind of keep your credit score in a healthier position.
And that would help with the utilization part too, right? Because you're not using it, but that capacity still exists.
Right. Yeah. These kind of all play into each other. I mean, this is why estimating people's credit scores gets to be a little tricky, because they all affect each other in different ways. But yes, to your point, it is a big component of that as well. Another thing you can do when it comes to length of credit history is you could become, you know, if you're new to credit, this could be an opportunity. Become an authorized user on someone else's longstanding account, such as like a parent or a spouse that has good credit history, because that will actually reflect then on your credit report as well.
Oh, I did not know that. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, authorized user of a credit card or a co-signer on a loan, you know, those types of things can help your credit score. But you better hope that those people have good credit history too, because now you're attached at the hip. So,
if you're sending the kid off to school, let's say.
Yeah.
Don't just send them with a card.
Yeah.
And say, oh, it's okay if you use it. Make sure that they're an authorized user, because then you are benefiting them in that way as well, as long as they're responsible.
Exactly. So the other component that we talked about earlier in the show was new credit. So it's really important that you limit the number of new credit applications that you're inputting over a period of time, right? Each hard inquiry can slightly lower your credit score. So it's really important that you only apply for new credit when it's necessary, and you avoid opening multiple accounts within a short period of time. The reason for this is it's kind of a signal to lenders like, hey, this person is desperately trying to access funds. That's usually what people do when they're in a poor financial situation, is that rapid succession of looking for funds. So just be mindful of what that looks like to a creditor. So if you are, you know, that's not to say that you shouldn't, you know, put applications in at different lenders to see, you know, terms and rates and what you might qualify for, and do a little bit of rate shopping, but just do it in a short, you know, period of time, and do it with a very, you know, select few. So you're not putting applications out to 10 lenders at once, you know, pick two or three that you're vetting. So just, and do it in a, if you do it in a short enough period of time, you know, like within 14 to like 45 days, it'll minimize that impact on the, of those multiple hard inquiries. So you still will have some impact, but it'll be slightly minimized. And then the final component to think about is that credit mix. So making sure you have diversified credit types is so important to your credit score. So if possible, manage to get a mix of revolving credit, which is like credit cards, and installment loans. That's really what they're looking for. So personal loans, car loans, mortgages are installment loans. And then maintaining good standing across all of those accounts to make sure that whether it's revolving or installment, you continue to have that good standing to show lenders that you can handle these different types of credit responsibilities equally. So these strategies combined and used consistently are what is going to lead to those gradual improvements in your credit score if followed consistently.
All right. Very good. We're talking about fixing your credit, getting the credit score up to enjoy the benefits of having good credit, I guess. That's obviously a good money move, and we will return in a moment on NewsTalk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good Money Moves continues in moments with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union. This is NewsTalk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. We're talking Good Money Moves with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
It's Good Money Moves, and the topic is improving your credit score, fixing your credit. We've gone through a bunch of different strategies to improve that credit score? What else can we do to build better habits to make sure that you maintain that credit score or improve it, Jenna? What can we do to make ourselves better at managing our finances?
Yes, building better financial habits is actually really crucial to long-term credit health. It all plays together. But there are a few other additional kind of strategies and things that you can do to not only better your financial life overall, but it will ultimately impact your credit score as well. So first and foremost, create and stick to a budget. This is really going to help control your spending and make sure that you're not accumulating more debt than you can handle. So having that budget just really ensures you have enough to cover bills and debt payments each month. And again, it just is going to help prevent overspending, unnecessarily debt accumulation, which ultimately would hurt your score if you did that consistently. So the other thing to think about then is paying more than the minimum to reduce your debt faster that you do have. So whenever possible, pay more than the minimum payment on credit cards, loans. This reduces your overall debt. It lowers credit utilization. It reduces the interest charges that you're going to pay over time. And if you have to focus on one particular debt over another, focus on the ones that have the highest interest attached to them first by prioritizing really paying off that high interest debt. You ultimately are going to save yourself a lot of money in the long run, and it's going to improve your financial stability. The other thing that's also important, I feel like I say everything's super important, but it is so important. So really avoid maxing out your credit cards. And you can do this by making sure you're keeping your balances low, kind of within that 30% threshold that we talked about earlier in the show. And even if you pay off your balances each month, try not to max out your cards, as that high utilization can hurt your score if that balance is there when the institution sends your information to the credit bureau. So it can really be advantageous to spread out your spending if and when possible. And spreading out your expenses across multiple cards can even help those individual utilization rates. So there's nothing wrong with having multiple credit cards, but just make sure that you don't have 10 of them. You know, two is probably more, enough.
With the utilization rate, you're saying that it could even apply to an individual creditor, not your overall credit access, I guess.
Yes. And so if you have one credit card, right, because that utilization only applies to those credit cards because you have that limit and you have a balance that can move up and down. So if you have one credit card with high utilization, it's
going to ding you.
If you have two cards and only one of them has high utilization, but your other card has nothing, it might balance each other out because it's taking both of those limits together. But that's not me telling you to go get another card because you've maxed the other stuff.
I understand.
Yeah, you do have to manage how much is sitting on your individual cards.
Okay.
Which brings me to another key point. Limit the use of store credit cards. Just avoid the temptation. Store credit cards often have extremely high interest rates attached to them and tend to come with lower credit limits, which leads to high utilization and more debt. So they're not your friend. Use a different card. Don't use store cards. If you do have to, or you just cannot resist using a store card, use it strategically and only open store cards if you shop there frequently and are going to pay off the balance in full each month to keep yourself from building up that debt. And then lastly, monitor your credit regularly. This is so important for managing your credit. If you don't know where you're standing, you don't know if you're improving or getting worse. So just regularly check your credit reports from all three of those major credit bureaus. Again, Equifax, Experian, TransUnion. for those errors or signs of identity theft, and then use free tools and services that are available out there to monitor changes in your score, and you can then take action if it drops unexpectedly. So for example, First Alliance Credit Union has a credit score tool in our online and mobile banking that's free for our members to use, and it is a wealth of information about your score, about the credit lines. It breaks down for you, you know, what areas, kind of gives you a grade on each of these areas we've talked about today and how well you're doing in each of them, so you know what to focus on. You can start discrepancies in your credit report. You can alert them to errors from within the app. It's very robust.
Very cool. That's very helpful. So what would be, is there a final takeaway for our listeners today about fixing your credit?
Yeah, I would say the key takeaway is that improving your credit is possible, but it does require a clear understanding of your current situation and a solid plan for how you're going to move the needle. So start by reviewing your credit report for errors to identify where your score is suffering, and don't hesitate to seek professional help if you need it, right? If you're feeling overwhelmed, it is really helpful to work with a professional. And, you know, at First Alliance Credit Union, we can provide that personalized advice and help you create a budget that's going to work for your specific situation and kind of get you back on track and help you come up with a plan to improve your score. And with time and effort, you really can improve that credit score and secure some better financial opportunities. Other options out there for support are things like credit counselors. These people are able to negotiate with your creditors on your behalf to help lower interest rates or set up manageable repayment plans, which can be a huge difference in your ability to pay down debt. And First Alliance Credit Union actually partners with an organization called Green Path that specializes in this for members who have really complicated situations. We make referrals to them to help our members all the time.
Mm-hmm. And great information. This is such an important topic. And as usual, I know we could spend a lot more time digging into it, but I am gathering that you have a way we can find out more when we have more time.
Yes, absolutely. I encourage our listeners to visit our website, firstalliancecu.com. You can subscribe to our blog. We release new financial and tips and advice regularly. You can listen to past episodes of this show at firstalliancecu.com/podcast or on carocnews.com. You can also subscribe to Good Money Moves on Apple Podcasts, YouTube Music, and Spotify. And as always, I encourage you to reach out to our team at First Alliance Credit Union. We are here to help you start making good money moves today.
That's First Alliance Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA and an equal housing lender. Well, Jenna, thanks again. And, I look forward to next week.
You bet.
This has been Good Money Moves on News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.